Daf Nun Aleph, we're in the very top line here. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan quotes from Braisa, Ezehu Meis Sheyesh Lo Rekev. So what's a Meis that has a Rekev? How do they define Rekev? Rotting?
Liquefied.
Liquefied.
Corpse dust.
Corpse dust, okay.
That was the other thing, though. The liquefied was
Netzach. Okay, that's the Adam was using the article also. So the dust of the corpse dust. So again, Ezo Mesh Yeshlo Rekev, which is the mace that has this corpse dust? Mesh Shenikbar Arum. If the mace was buried without any clothing on, Baron Shashayas in a Aron made of marble, O Algabe Ritzba Shalavanim, or is placed down on a stone floor. Zeo Mesh Yeshlo Rekev. So that the dust is not going to get absorbed in anything around. It won't get absorbed in the clothing. It was an Arum. There's no box of wooden box that's going to absorb it. The marble and the rock is going to prevent any absorption, so there's going to be this dust on the mace. Nikvar b'ksuso, if it's buried in clothing, which is of course our practice, then b'arun shel eit, or if it's in arun shel eit, a wooden type of coffin, o al gabi ritva shel avinim, or was that limestone?
Bricks,
okay. So bricks, so these things, el meish ein l'rekav, so I presume that the dust is going to get absorbed in these materials, and therefore you won't find any? Is that the explanation here?
The bricks will crumble and they'll make their own dust.
Uh-huh, so it's going to be some type of tyrovis, the Mepharish says. There'll be a mixture of the stone dust and the mace. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Ula, ein rekav ela haba min habasar. The rekav only comes from the flesh, the skin, min hagidim, the sinews, min hatamas, the bones. That's the rule of Ula. I'm not sure what you're trying to tell us, but that's the source. That's where sawdust. That's where mace corpse dust comes from. So, Esivei Rava asks Leula, Rekev Habam Min Habasar Tahor Haminat Etzem Tame. So, if it's dust that comes from the flesh, that is actually tahor. The implication is, if it comes from the bone, that's going to be tame. Va'afagav Deleka Basar, even though there is no basar. So I guess is the halacha that it only comes from the three, the combination of the three. Is that what Ula is telling us initially? You need all three together?
Yes.
Okay, so you need all three together. But this price says, if it comes from the basar alone, that will not result in any type of tumah. That's consistent. But the implication is, if it's going to be etim alone, if it's just a bone was buried, that would create this corpus dust against Ula. Ula requires all three. You require basar, gidim, plus atzamos. But this implies that even etim alone would be enough to create this dust. Valfa gavda leka basar. So Gemara says, Ein mahachi, say this, rekif habamina basar, tahor ad sheyesha etim bibasar. So no, the way you read this statement that Rava asked was, there is no rekif from basar until it also has etim with the basar. But how leka gidim? But don't you need the third component? You need the component of the gidim. Yefshar lebasar latamas below gidim. Once you have a bone with flesh on it, it's impossible that there are no sinews. There must be sinews. That's why it wasn't necessary to be stated. There's going to be all three factors, three components there, and will then therefore create this rekiv shomes, the dust of a corpse.
We saw earlier that it's possible if you have a nafel that doesn't have gidim. Thought we saw that a couple times.
Let's see.
Being said in a fully developed person.
Okay, so that precludes from your question. Very good. So Gemara says, now Amar Rav Shmuel bar Abba Amar Yochanan Shnei Mesim Shekavrim Zeem Zeh Nasa Gilgalim Zelazeh. If two corpses are buried with each other, I guess within the coffin or same hole, so they're nase gilgulim zelaze. This does not refer to gilgulim. Gilgulim is not mentioned anywhere in the Bavli. There's a reference to, I'll tell you one, since I mentioned one reference to this, there's a, actually no, there's a raya against gilgulim. There's a rashash about this. Did we discuss this Gemara in Baba Metzia that talks about the pasuk in Kisavo that says, what's the pasuk? B'tseiso, can you, Baruch b'teisecha, baruch b'teisecha. So the Gemara says the bracha will be that you're going to, just like you come into the world without any averos, so too you'll leave the world without any averos. That's the Gemara. So Rashash says, if there's gugulim, the person comes back to life with averos. The fact that the Gemara says everyone comes back free of sin means there's no such thing as Gilgulim. So supposedly the Hasidim don't learn Rashash because of that statement of his. But this is not referring to Gilgulim. So what does it mean? Zem zenasa Gilgulim zelaze. What does it mean Gilgulim zelaze?
Gilgulim.
Gilgulim, okay.
That's the right one.
Okay, you just came back from Israel, so...
I have the Nekudot.
I have Galgulim here, actually.
You do?
I think so.
Art scroll says Gilgulim.
I have Galgulim. So what, you mean wheels?
It says an admixture, but I never heard that word.
An admixture? So if you didn't hear of it, then I certainly never heard of this.
Oh, really? What's the difference between an admixture as opposed to a mixture?
Let's see what it says here. It says, Demrivalin, I'm reading the Masivta for a moment, Demrivalin the din of Rekev, since the halach mush we've seen apparently is that Rekev mace comes from only one that's nikvar levado, a single mace is buried alone. But once they're combined, it's a mixture, that's already outside the world of this halach mush we've seen. It has to be dafka one.
Right here explains, it says, Naaseh ha-rekev shel kol echad meim legabei chavero ketaro v'davar acher ha-murav bo u'mevatlo.
They mix each other up.
It's explained very well. Meaning, to the mixture of the other one becomes like a foreign matter, and it becomes like a tarovis, which basically takes it away from.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. And as if you look at Tosos for a second, you see Tosos shnei mesim shenikbru zem zen nasu galgalim zelaze. Or Gilgulim, depending on whose Gemara you're using. With Perakam Apelles, the Gemara Nida rather, Garcin and Bechol Asfarm Gan Gilayin. Okay, it doesn't help me out. But the Gamba Aruch Perish Galgulim Afarhu, it means dirt, this Aruch says, Shem Urav Mimakum Acher Lashon Davar Miskalka, like you're saying, it's the other mace, the second mace, is a dirt with respect to the first mace, and the first mace dirt with respect to the second mace. And the Ode, Perish Baruch, the Aruch explains further, Galgulim Kutrima Blaz, which again means nothing to us, to lo Gemir Rekiv Elashon Mace Echad, the Gemiri, the Halachal Mosh Mesina, it's only Rekiv can be generated from one mace alone, Velo Sheish Mace Acher Muraba. So either because it sounds like they're two different parishes. One parish is, once there's a foreign matter, even though it's a mace, it's considered a mixture and it's batel. The other explanation is, it's a special halacha Moshe Mesinai, that we only acknowledge Rekev if it comes from one mace. If they're two mace, even though they're both, there's no tarovas, it's both mace, apparently the Mesorah is, that's not considered the din of Rekev. So that's the statement, excuse me, made by Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks, Mesir, Rav Nosson asks, Rekev habab mishne mesim, tamei. It's against what Rabbi Yochanan says. Now, Marava, the halacha when they're both two mesim is shekavru zeh b'fnei atzmo v'zeh b'fnei atzmo, when they're buried independently via kivu, and then it began to rot and create this dust. V'amdu amalei tarvad rekiv, and then I guess the combination was a shear of the malei tarvad that you need. It's only, remember we learned that rekiv has to be a certain shear. The shear is malei tarvad. So I guess when they rot independently, and then you combine the dust into one, that will work. But if they decompose together, then there won't be a din of rekev. Is that how it's understood?
Here it says the kvar chal bahem hadin shel tumat rekev.
Right, independently.
Meaning at a certain point they weren't mixed yet, so they already became like the tumat rekev.
But it sounds like they're lacking the shear.
Right.
So you had the shear, you matar the two dinim, which were both the same. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rabba bar Barchan, Amar B'Yochanan, Gazes Saro, person cuts his hair, the kavro imo nasilo galgalim, and it's buried with him, and that hair becomes galgalim, becomes a mixture, and will prevent, I guess, the din of rekev. Now, it's only if it's cut, it seems. If the person's buried with hair, of course, that we would say it's only when it's detached from the body,
yeah,
and then buried.
It's not nashav
kibufamim. Right, once it's cut. So Gemara says now tanan hasam kol shebemeis tamei chutz min hashinayim. Everything in a body called Sheb Meis. Anything in a body is Tameh. We saw this Mishnah a couple days ago? No, I saw this in Nida, that's why. I'm sorry. No, I saw this in Nida just recently. Okay. So Kol Sheb Meis Tameh. Anything in a mace is Tameh. Chutz min hashinayim, except for teeth, is not Tameh. Vaseyar is not Tameh. Vatziporin, nails are not Tameh. Ubishas chibar and kulon Tameh. But when they're connected to the body, they're all Tameh. But once you detach them, there's no Tumah. So even after the body died, the body of the person is dead, you cut the hair and you cut the nails and all the dinim, those have no din of tumah, you could just throw them out. There's a discussion whether a person is allowed to be buried with a shetel or a wig, or a person wears a wig depending on what type of wig it is. That's a discussion brought down in the poskim, and the Shulchan Aruch Ramah discussed this. But there's no din of tumah to them. So right, the Tosa points out even midrabanan there's no din. So then the Gemara says, "By Chizkiya, Chizkiya asks Saro, ha'omid legaleach, tiporin ha'omid legazeis mai. Let's say you have hair that's so long that would it's ready. The guy didn't get a haircut in a while, and the individual died, and he's roy for a haircut, or his nails that are really long that should have been cut. So what's the din? Is that viewed mi amrinan kol ha'omid legazeis kigazeis dami? Since they really were subject to being cut." And we, therefore, we should view them as being cut, even though they're actually not, and would not have a din of tumah. Oh, dilma hasha mirha mechubarin. But currently, they're connected, and maybe they should have the din of the mace and should be tameh. That's the shaila. So the Gemara says, "V'nivsha la midirabba bar barchana." Let's answer the question from a statement that Rabba bar barchana says, "Taima mishum de gaza is only because the hair was cut. Do we view the hair as being tahor? Halo gazas, but if the hair wasn't cut, even though it was long enough to be cut, lo." Then it would not be tar, it would actually be tamer. So Gemara says, Hachi kamar, gazas hareza gagalim lo gazas mi barile. Excuse me. So the way the statement is read is, if it's cut, it becomes gagalim, it becomes this foreign matter, and will prevent the production of rekev. But if it's not cut, mi barile, do you have to tell me? Mi barile, is it meant to be a shiloh? Is that how it's like a take? No. How do we conclude this line here?
No, it's just that it's a suffix. It's not a question.
It's only if it's actually goes as we know. If it's not goes, then it's totally on this other shayla about whether it's Sarah or Melinda.
That's the suffix. So we don't know. We only know about when it's cut. When it's not cut, Mibarle, it's still a shayla to what the answer is. So then the Gemara asks another question. So remember, Rabbi Yirmiyah, whenever you see Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's always going to be an interesting shaila. So let's see what Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to ask. This is the same Rabbi Yirmiyah in Gemara Nida. He asks all these interesting shailas if the mother gives birth to this type of animal. And he's asking Rabbi Zeir all these questions.
It's a question Baba Basker about. It said that.
Shirim.
It said if you have the chicken who goes 25, I think it was 25.
The gozel. Right.
He says, what if he has 1 foot within 25 amos and 1 foot outside?
They kicked him out of this medrash. So there's interesting. So Rashi there writes that Rabbi Yirmiyah and Gemara Nida, so Rabbi Yirmiyah tried to make leitzonus to Rabbi Zeir just to ask questions to get him a little easy going. And I think Rabbi Zeir was very machpid on no leitzonus at all. It was very serious. So the Aruch Lener there, Nida connects it to the Gemara in Megillah, where Rabba v'shachet Rabbi Zeira, Rabba shachet Rabbi Zeira. Explained because Rabbi Zeira was too serious. Who would want to have Purim with Rabbi Zeira? He was too serious a guy, so Rabba came and just shachet him. He couldn't stand it. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was also trying to make Rabbi Zeira loosen up a little bit. There's the same Rabbi Zeira, by the way, who when he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted for 40 days that he forget all the Torah that he learned. He was a very, very serious individual. So anyway, so Rabbi Yirmiyah, whenever you see Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's most likely going to be an interesting shaila. I don't know if it will be, but. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Rekiv habamin ha'akiv, the rekiv that comes from the heel, mahu, what's the halacha? I don't know what the shayla would be. I would think it would be pasha, it would be rekiv, but let's see. When we have the misora that rekiv habam mikula mace, when it comes from the entire body, about the asim ha'akiv, if it comes only from part of the body, I don't know how you ascertain that, but if you know it only comes from the heel, lo, al dima lo shnar, maybe it doesn't make a difference where it comes from.
The issue is that the heel, even when you're alive,
it's already
is not
dead.
A dead flesh on.
The tissue already has dead tissue.
So that's already so prone to rekev. Has to be rekev that's unnatural. Well, not unnatural, but it doesn't normally come. Okay, that's the shaila. That's what I see. Tosas writes that also. So Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring you a rye from the Tani Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Oshaya, rekev habab mishnei meisim hatame. Rekev that comes from two different corpses is considered rekev. Visakadaita habab mina akev lo. If rekev that is generated from the heel, lo, it's not considered rekev. Zil hacha, go here, dilma derech akev kasi. V'hacha dilma derech akev kasi. So why only dafka by two mason? We're saying maybe go here and say it came from the heels, and go to the other mason, maybe it came from the heel, and then it's, and therefore what?
This was talking about a case where there's a male tarva, right? There's only this limited amount of rekev between these two. So we have to be concerned.
If even a small piece of dust came from the heel, if it takes away from the shear, it's not a din of the two mason necessary. A situation where there's dafka male tarva, exactly the amount to create rekev. So assume a little bit came from the, right. Okay, if it's tahor, and then it was lacking the shear.
So how can you know where the rekev came from?
Right, so you don't know, but at least it should be a suffix.
Now here, yeah, but I'm saying, but the original question from Rabbi, okay. I guess his question is if there's only enough, right, if there's only enough to make tameh, then if the rekev of the heel is tougher, then there's not enough shear.
And I guess based on that, it's probably very likely a lot will come from the okay, because it's dead flesh anyways. So if there's exactly amount, then it's safe to assume that not even suffix, it's probably vade tahor, because there's definitely some of that dust came from the heel. So again, let's see that trial again. Vishakadaitach habam menakev lo, that which comes from the heel is not considered tummy, not considered rekev, I should say. Zilhacha dilma derech akev kasi, vahacha dilma derech akev kasi. Look at either mace, and maybe a little bit came from the akev, and then it wouldn't have a din, a rekev. Nadig irkav kule mace, vakasi derech akev hachanami. So if the entire mace rotted and the rekev came from it and came derech akev hachanami here too, also what? In hachanami we'd say...
You have a good point. You have a legitimate question.
Uh-huh. But ella hacha kigon the irkev chad aver v'kasi derech akev mai. Came from one aver vis-a-vis the akev, that's the shiloh. Why is that a more tameh? I'm not understanding the shiloh. Why we're more makel when it comes from one mace as opposed to one aver? No, other way around.
No, it's one, right. It's one body part.
When it comes from the mace, then it has a din of tumah. Even if it comes from the akev, it's tameh. If it comes from the entire mace, the akev won't affect that at all. If it comes from one aver, and then only one aver becomes decomposed, the leg becomes decomposed, then there's a shayla, if there's an exact amount. If some of it came from the akev, then there's a shayla. That's the only shayla that was asked. May nachanami by an entire mace that decomposed, there's nothing to talk about.
It would be tameh if it's the entire mace.
Exactly. If it's the entire mace, even though there's a possibility to come from the akev, it doesn't make a difference as a din rekev. Come from one aver, then there's a suffix whether or not the akev has a din or not, and will take away from the shear of the mole tarvad or not.
As in Tosas back thing of the rega.
Right, something that's right next to
exactly.
The
rega. If it's the arm decomposes, and then there's not a shiloh.
Right.
So the Gemara should be more precise, could have been more precise and say if it's derech, if it's the Eiver Echad, it should say if regal Echad. Okay. That ends in a teku. Now we have another question from Rabbi Yirmiya again. By Rabbi Yirmiya, Ov Uber B'mei Isho, have a Galgalim Allah? Interesting shiloh. Lamed Shishaila, the fetus in the womb, and the mother dies with the fetus, and then they're buried together. So do we view the fetus as a separate entity, and therefore when they decompose, it's two entities, and it's a mixture, it wouldn't be subject to the halacha as a rekev? Or maybe not. We don't view them as separate entities. They're one, uber yerech imo, and we should view them as the uber is no different than the thigh, than the leg of the mother, and it should be one unit. And there's not galgalim. Kevin Damar Mar, since Mar says, right, Ubar Yerech Imo, it's the leg, Ubar, the fetus is considered the leg, a part of the body. And therefore, Hilkach Gufahu, and it's one of the same body, Velo Havi Galgalim, it would not be considered a foreign entities. Foreign. But all Dilma came into Sofalates, since the child, the fetus, was ultimately supposed to exit and be born, we should view it as Mifresh Farish, meaning it's viewed as a separate entity. That's a shayla that impacts many areas of halacha, of course. So Vim Tim Salomar, if you're going to assume Uber de Sofalates Mifresh Parish Minay, that if there's a fetus, it's ultimately going to be removed and separate from the body. So we view it as Galgalim. So about Shikh Lazar Bime Isho. So a woman has tashrus with her husband, and the Shikh Lazar in the Me Isho, Mahu what's halacha? Miyamrinan, do we say Kevin Delo Itzar Kigufa Dami? Since it didn't create anything, it didn't conceive anything, so it becomes part of her body. And therefore, any record that came from the Sheikh Lazara will be considered all part of the same entity. Olduma came into Ma'al Makasi, since it's foreign matter, it's going to be viewed as something separate and will create the Din of Gagalam Kasi Lo. That's the Shah that he asked. Okay. There are many actually halachas in Mesechus Nida about the Tuma of Sheikh Lazara B'mei Isha. This is another application of that. Gemara asks now, Boyer Rapapa, Pirsha Mahu. So let's say Pirsha. What's the case of Pirsha? Referring to the Excellent. Okay. So the excrement, so the psoles, let's call it, the pirsha psoles mahau, what's halacha of the excrement, the psoles, within a person? Kaimin delo kaimin mekaima, but delo achla chiyusahu. Since, oh, not lavdafka excrement, I guess, because it might refer to bowels and other bodily liquids, fluids, that since one cannot be mekaim, cannot live without food, oh, I'm sorry, maybe it is right, you can't live without food, so that's part of how a person lives. Even though the excrement is the what you don't need anymore, but you still need the food for the chiyus, and therefore it should be part of the body. And odilma hanami ma'alma ka'asib, since the food is foreign matter, it's considered separate. What about skin? How do we categorize skin? Is that considered part of the body? Is that considered separate from the body? Another question, what about other types of mucus and saliva? These things, are those considered part of the body? Separate from the body? So Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Acha L'Rav Papa V'Sakadaitach Kol Hani D'Kamar Havi Galgalim. If you're going to assume all these questions we just asked are considered foreign matter, then Rekav Dematame Heichem Mishkachazah, how could you ever find the case? Everybody's going to die with mucus and saliva and bowels. It's impossible to ever have it.
And you never otherwise know how much part is each one.
Right. So they never have a dinner Rekav. Gemara says, the Ashke made the kolim, the sachya nasa v'shalka made tavra. So if the person drinks what made the kolim, palm tree juice? Is that what?
Palm water.
Palm water, okay. And sachya nasya. With anointed themselves with something?
Smear him with something to take his hair off.
Okay, he's clear of any hair. And Chakum et Tavra, and then he sat in the hot waters of the hot springs of Tiberia.
So all his saliva came out, his mucus came out.
So that's an individual. So that's the only situation where you're going to have Rekif. Other than that, which nobody does, there's never going to be a dinner Rekif, it seems. Unless this Gemara was...
Is this an answer?
This is the answer, yeah.
It's a case where shaykh to have tuma, even if we're going to say all these things are in fact galgalim.
So this will be the only case where would apply the.
They put a sign on by the kever. This will happen. Be careful with this grave.
All right. Okay. I'm looking for a second here.
So a kohen doesn't go into a cemetery because it's possible that one guy in the cemetery have this whole treatment?
Well, it's possible that, the body itself is tame.
Oh, it's true, until it rolls.
Right, so unless you know for sure it's a 200-year-old, I don't know how fast things decompose, but let's say it's a 200-year-old cemetery, it's safe to assume that all bodies rather have decomposed. So maybe... There might be head. I don't know. I don't know.
Also, if you can make sure that there's no that they're not that they're all buried in wood, then there's no problem either.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Maybe they have they're buried on shayish or
right.
Or bricks. Okay. I think nowadays everybody's on wood. I don't know the other days how it was.
Yeah. I don't know.
In Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing. In Eretz Yisrael, you have no problem. In Eretz Yisrael, there's they put them straight in the
right.
ground.
Why are they
buried
with a cement line?
Really?
No, but as long as there, I think as long as there is a wood crate above, it absorbs it already. Yes, yeah. It would only be if it would be straight on the stone. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Gemara says now, Amar Bai says Naktinan Meis Shetachnu Ein LaRekif. A mace that was ground, that was pulverized, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, this... I assume this wasn't done willingly. This wasn't a...
Sounds like a mafia hit.
Right, that's what I'm trying to find. Did anyone talk about what the situation is?
Jimmy Hoffa.
I mean, cremation, that's what it is, in essence. It's cremation, but that's not something that we hold of. Which I guess happens to be, let's assume.
It says, Tosfos Rosh Tzedek says, "Mashma shehatchina atzma mevatelet min habasar din tumat met."
Okay, but we're not at all.
Doesn't explain what happened, but it's,
But we're not saying we advise this.
Maybe they were digging up around the cemetery with big heavy machinery,
right?
And just crushed it somehow. Okay. Fine. So if that happens, if it gets crushed, ground, pulverized of some sort, there would be no din of rekev. So ibay lahu tachno v'chazer v'hirkev mahu. Let's say it was ground, and then it ends up creating this corpse dust anyways. Mide hutaima. Eladika basvagid matamos haika. Aldumo kibriyasa bayinavaleka. So maybe it should have a din of rekev then. Because maybe the rekev is all tali in the fact that there's flesh, there's bones, and there's gidim, which were all present even though it was crushed, and should therefore have a din of rekev. It has the components necessary to produce this. Or perhaps it's only the din of rekev when it happens in a more natural way of decomposing. But if it's assisted by some other way, artificial way, by being ground, then we'd have no din of rekev, and that Gemara ends in a teku. So Gemara says now, Tani Ula Bar Chanina Mei Shechaser Ein L'Rekev. If it's a mace that's missing any part of it, we just say how much is missing, but missing something, there's no Dinah Rekev. It has to be the entire mace has to be Shalom. Lo Tfusa, Lo Shchunas Kvaros. There's no Dinah Rekev, there's no Tfusa. Tfusa, if you look at the Mefarish here, where did Mefarish go? He says, yeah, here you go, the first Y line down, Lo Tfusa, we'll see later on. Hamoti mace mushkav kedarko. No love as tfus also. You see a mace being lying down. You could take it, and it's tfusa vilu hacha came the chasa ain't directly tell tfusas imo. Tfusas means that I think the that which with the dirt that's with it, I believe. But he doesn't explain what the tfusas means here. Yeah, if you see, look at the Toso says this. Toso says lo tfusa lo kaman me perak hakusim. Hamoti mace bederach kedarko not lo im tfusas. So v'darish le mikra. It's a pasuk. You have to take three finger width amounts of the soft dirt around it. You have to take it all together if you see a mace lying down. So if it's chaser though, when a person, if you see the body lying down, you need to bury it. If it's chaser, you don't need to do the tfusa. You don't need to take the dirt with it. But lo shchunas kvaros, you don't need to take shchunas kvaros either. So here, the Farish explains lo shchunas kvaros ki hahi detran lekaman matzah shlosha harayz shchunas kvaros v'kana v'koma. You see three dead bodies. That's considered a neighborhood, if you will, of corpses, and their kona, that makom, that becomes the cemetery. V'ilu heich the chaser says the Farish, if it's missing, then an aver echad mehan ein shchunas kvaros lo kana v'koma. Then it doesn't have a din of shchunas kvaros, and they're not kona that makom. You could move it elsewhere. Gemara says now meisi ve'lo lo. Not true. Im amris b'mei sheyesh la roveya amali tarvod rekev tomer b'chai shein lo rov lo roveya v'lo malo tarvod rekev hechidami. So what's going on here? What's low response to? So again, Ula just had this din of a chaser, has no din of rekev. So we're saying again, if a mace has a din of rov or rova, has most of the body, or no tarvod rekev, are you going to say me a chai?
Talking about gezayit basar haforesh me'ever min a chai.
Eber min a chai. Okay, so when does Eber min a chai become tame?
Right, Eber min a chai is metame like gezayit of basar hames.
Okay, so the din is if a mace itself. Fine, so if a mace itself is metame ba'ohel, when there's a rov binyano, when there's most of the bones, and viroveya hakav is referring to the volume of the bones, then you're going to say by a chai, by Eber min a chai, I lost the place for a second. Tomer b'chai she'en lo rov v'lo rova v'lo mel tarvod. So what by Eber min a chai, where it has no din of rov,
it doesn't have rov binyano. That's
right, because only part of their limb, not most of the limbs fell off, only part of it,
body, right.
And no rov and no mulei tarvod either. It doesn't have rekev either. So that's the shaila. But what comes out here, the implication is, but by a mace that has rov binyano does have rekev. We said before only by a mace shalem has a din of rekev, but a mace chaser doesn't. In this logic that's being used, we just could learn from this that only by a Eber min a chai. Is there no din rekev, but a mace that's only partially mace, only partial part, only some of the bodies, some of the mace atzamos, that does have a din rekev. So the Gemara says, "Hey chidami, what's going on here?" De'arkiv chad aver is talking about a situation where the one limb became decomposed. The kavasa gavimeis afilu chad aver yikirekiv. So here too also, just the Gemara is continuing on the question. So we're talking about one aver min achad does not produce rekev, but if it's aver echad min ahames, it would produce rekev. So Gemara says, Mikatani hames. Does it ever say, but with regards to mace, that there is a din of rekev if it's only some of the limbs? Or kamashman shum mace yesh la rekev, shum chai ain la rekev. No, it means a mace, even though a mace shalom, there is a mace, there's a concept of rekev by mace, but there's no concept of rekev ever by a chai. And therefore, this doesn't serve as a kasha for the statement of Ula that only a mace shalom is subject to the halachas of rekev.
Same type of characteristics by a mace as it is by the chai case. Same, any type of mace case.
Right, so there's a difference. There's a big difference between mace and a chai, obviously. And therefore, there is no din of tumah by an aver and a chai. So, boy, Rava asks, "Hirkav kishahu?"
Yeah. So what? I'm sorry. So we said so every minachai ain't a rekev, right?
Correct.
And we keep on holding that the body has to be shalem.
Yeah.
To
Yeah, that's how we conclude. But a kasha from a kavah chomer, but the Gemara says it's not a kasha. So he asks the Gemara now, Bayi Rava. Rava asks, Hirkav Kishuchai, let's say it begins to create, this is corpse dust when the person is still alive, V'chazer, Umeis, and then the individual dies. Mao, what's halacha? Can you combine the produced rekev when he was alive with the rekev that came after he died? Mao, Ki Gemir Rekev Dirkav Kishumeis, is the Mesora only true, halacha Mosh Mesina is only true when it's all rekev that's produced from a mace? Of Dima Kishasha Miha Mais. No, it's any dust, and now the individual is dead, so that dust becomes a rekev shalmeis, and you can combine the two. So Toshma, the Gemara brings a raya, lo, imam, is the same raya we had before, lo, imam, is b'meshesh la roveo, meli tarvod rekev, tomer b'chai v'chule. Taima mishim chai, only because a chai is there no rekev, ha meisi yesh la rekev, but if it's a person who's dead, there is rekev. So it sounds like only while he's alive is a rekev, but once he dies, it's a strange raya, but once he dies, then even the rekev that existed when he was alive will turn into rekev as well. And Gemara says, no, taima mishim chai, ha meisi yesh rekev, mikatani ha meis, that say, oh, but if he's dead, the rekev turns into rekev? No. Ha kamashman, the shum meis yesh rekev, shum chai in the rekev. In general, a mace is subject to a rekev, and in general, a chai is not subject to rekev, but there's no raya at all to this question. Let's do, actually, maybe we shouldn't do a maraya because it's going to be going into a kasha, then it goes into a tashma. So let's stop here then. Okay. Interesting stuff.
So there's